Good morning. We're continuing with Chayadim Klal Chav Dalet Simon Chav, and he deals with the issue of a person missed part of Shemon Esrei. Dilek bracha achas me'atochenein at shemei tefilah. A person forgot a bracha. He skipped it. He skipped one of the brachas of the middle brachas, starting with and including atochenein until shemei tefilah. Or he said it incorrectly in such a way that the law would require him to go back. He's missing, either he said something which he's not supposed to say, like saying Saint Talamot to the Brocha in the summertime, or he forgot something that he's supposed to say. The primary elements of the Brocha are missing, so he has to go back. So where does he go back to? So the Chayyadim says, "In Tzarech Lachzer Elav Meir Sebracha Shatabah." He goes back to the appropriate place where that bracha was supposed to be said and inserted, and he inserts it over there. He does not need to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Mishal Yigmar Kaseder Dafka, and he has to repeat everything that he said from that point and onwards, because he has to say Tefillah in order. So, let's say, for example, if a person made a mistake in Tekabah Shofar, and he did not say the bracha properly in a way that would require him to go back, so he can't just, and he realizes this somewhere around Esemach David, so he figures, I'll finish the bracha Esemach David, and I'll say the bracha of Tekabah Shofar right now, and then I'll continue with Shemaya Tefillah. Well, it doesn't work like that. You have to go back to the bracha of Tekabah Shofar. You have to say that bracha completely, and then you have to say the bracha of Ashiva Shavteinu, etc., because you have to say that Tefillah has to be said in order. So all the brachas have to be said in the correct order. Now, Chayyadim says, I have a better idea. The person realized before Shema Kulein, before Shemaya Tefillah, let him be kollel it in the bracha of Shemaya Tefillah, like we said in the last siman, that Shemaya Tefillah is a bracha kollelus and allows us to make all of our requests. Well, one of my requests is that the bracha should be Tekabah Shofar Goldo Lachem Yosenu, Besonis Tekabit Kol Yosenu, and I should include that in Shemaya Tefillah. So the Chayyadim says that does not work. So Mor says you have to have 18 brachas. If you include it in Shemaya Tefillah, you're not going to have 18 brachas. We actually do 19 brachas, but you have to have 19 complete brachas. And if this person is going to include it in Shemaya Tefillah, he's going to end up with one bracha less than he's supposed to. So it's not enough to request the topic that the bracha refers to, but it actually has to be said as one of the 19 brachas that we say in Shemoneh Esrei. He points out in the parentheses that this is not like the Pri Chadosh. So that he says, "Look, Pri Chadosh in Kuf Yutes if Gimel the word of Tumuyim." The Pri Chadosh says that a person could include the thoughts in Shemaya Tefillah, even though he missed the bracha, and he does not need to go back. But his words are tumua; the words of the Pri Chadosh are difficult, very difficult to understand. There's a tekana of 19 brachas which a person has not fulfilled. Now the Chayyadim continues and says the next point: this halacha that he goes back to the bracha which was said incorrectly or which by inadvertently had been skipped, is it a case where it was inadvertent, it was shagig, but a person intentionally skipped the bracha and then later on regretted what he had done, so he does not go back to the place where he skipped the bracha. He has to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, all the way back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. And interesting, Shavuot Tshuva says he should say Hashem Sotai Tiftoch V'yagid Tilazecha. Again, different than other times which we said that you do not need to repeat Hashem Suasai Tiftoch. In this situation, he says, because it acts as a bakasha of Mechila from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Averis. Well, the Averis he was referring to over here is the fact that he's b'meiz, he skipped one of the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. So you would start with the phrase of Hashem Suasai Tiftoch and repeat the whole Shemoneh Esrei. Now, 2 points over here. This that the Chayyim says a person has to go back is really a machlokes, and there's an opinion which says that a person does not need to go back, even though he forgot something which is primary in the bracha, that, and therefore in a case where a person did not go back and he continued al seder, we cannot make him repeat Shemoneh Esrei. That being said, the Iker Pesach is like the Chayyim, that in a case a person was aware of the mistake, a person, well, he follows the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, a person aware of the issue, he has to go back to the bracha where he made the mistake. And we do not rely on the opinion that as long as he said the Iker Chasim of the bracha appropriately, that is sufficient. The Pri Chodesh, on the other hand, says that you can insert it in Shemei Tefillah. We do not pass like that either. So we pass on that a person cannot insert it in Shemei Tefillah, and a person does go back if he even forgot a bracha. Have a good day.